Welcome back to Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson. Joining us on the phone now, one of the newest wide receivers for the Philadelphia Eagles out of West Virginia, Shelton Gibson. Shelton, thank you very much for joining us here, and congratulations on being selected by the Eagles.
Thank you so much. I'm truly blessed to be here.
Shelton, what was it like getting that phone call, the one that every draft prospect dreams of?
Honestly, my phone was on silent because if I would have heard a ring, I would have been acting crazy. So I had it on silent. I looked down, I saw Philadelphia, but I didn't see a pickup there. I answered the phone, and it was Doug, and he said, how would you like to come? I said, I'd love to before you can get anything else out.
Shelton, how have you spent these last couple of days? Have you been watching every single pick? Have you tried to do stuff to get away? How have you, dealt with dealing with the NFL draft process here?
Just like everything about like the combine and everything like that, and even with this process, it's a blessing to even sit and watch. And even though like I went later in the rounds, it doesn't matter. Like I got that phone call, and it's a thing that you always wanted since I was little. I mean, I watch it every single year, and I see other people on the phone, and it's like a blessing. So just to get that phone call, it don't matter if it was the last pick in the draft, just to get that phone call is a blessing. That team out there is thinking about you, and they want you on their team. So.
Well, tell us a little bit about your game, Shelton, and why the Eagles saw fit to draft you a round ago. What are some of the things that you do well and sort of how you could fit with what the Eagles like to do?
I would say first it would probably be my speed. But you can't just, I mean, it's a lot of players that have a lot of speed. I mean, there's a lot of players that's probably faster than me in the 40 and everything like that, but I play with a lot of passion. And I see that Philadelphia fans, their players, even the coaches, they play with a lot of passion. They coach with a lot of passion. And it's a lot of passion up there. And I think that's what the biggest thing for me is. It's just my passion for the game and my will to, like, not come out there and give every ounce of effort that I have on the field. So that would be the biggest thing.
When you watch your highlights, Shelton, it certainly seems like you're moving a lot faster than whatever 40 time you were clocked at. And I'm assuming you look at opponents that are out there on the field with you. There has to be a lot of respect for your ability to be a big play guy. Over 20 yards a catch, you got touchdowns. You pride yourself on being a big play receiver?
Definitely pride myself on it. But you know what? You know what the great part about it is? I look at this every single day. They say I'm a real big deep threat receiver, one of the top in the country and everything like that. I love it all, but what I can do in the next year if I progress on these intermediate routes, and I can be unstoppable. So that's what I'm going to bring. That's what I'm going to bring to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to work my behind off to become a complete receiver. I'm not going to let that deep threat thing be just Shelton Gibson for the rest of my life. But I'm going to do everything.
Shelton, we heard from Rasul Douglas, your teammate in college, and now your teammate once again in the NFL a short time ago, and he mentioned the battles that you two would have in practice. Can you kind of agree with them that they were real feisty and real tenacious, and that you guys every single day pushed each other to become as good as you guys became?
Every single day. He would ask for me, I would ask for him. We got the best out of each other. When I told Russell at the beginning of the year, I said, bro, we're going to help each other get to the league. We're going to help each other do this. It doesn't matter where we go in the draft. We know we the best. Like, I still think, I don't care how many receivers went before me or anything like that. I don't even care if I went free agency. In my mind, as long as you know that you're the best at what you can do and what you progress in, it's not about where you start, it's about where you finish. So that's what I told Rasul, even throughout this time that the draft process, we've been texting everything like that. And I tell him, like, I'll be like, don't worry about what happens or anything like that, man. Wherever we go, we just don't have to outwork people. And just getting that call and being able to be back with Rasul is just going to push us more and more. And hopefully we be there for the rest of our life and we die. I mean, not die an Eagle, but we'll leave as Eagles.
Well, listen, we hope you do die an Eagle. You know what I mean? I'm a former player. I'm a dying Eagle. before this thing is all over with. That's the type of players that this organization typically brings in, guys that embrace what being an Eagle is all about. We're excited to have you a part of the family. I'll tell you, man, give me something that you're looking forward to, not as far as the Eagles, just the city of Philadelphia. Give me something you're looking forward to sort of experiencing coming out here to the city of brotherly love.
I'm going to tell you the God honest truth. And I was so mad because on my visit, I wasn't able to do it. The first thing what I'm going to do when I get there, I'm going to run the Rocky Steps.
Listen, I tell you, I can remember 18 years ago when I came here, that's the first thing I want. Every person that comes to Philadelphia wants to run those steps. I don't know what that is, but we feel like we come here, we got to run the steps.
Ike, you worried me for a second because I thought you were going to say you never did it.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say you never got to do it. I've run the steps, yes.
No doubt about it.
So Shelton, you get to come here to Philadelphia with a young quarterback in Carson Wentz entering his second season, and he's probably licking his chops because he has a nice deep play threat now in you. What is it like coming here to Philadelphia knowing there's a franchise quarterback already in place?
Oh, my God. Blessing. That was one of the biggest things. Like, I was talking to my agent about just, like, my agent is the best. Like, he has helped me throughout this process and everything. And I was telling him, like, man, I'd rather go to a team for later in rounds or anything like that with an awesome quarterback than go with a quarterback that's not great. But honestly, last year, you can ask anybody on that team, anybody. You can ask Wendell, Smallwood, or anybody. I said that Carson Wentz was the best quarterback in the draft last year. And when I met Carson Wentz out there at in L.A., like, it was a look like that I gave him, and he gave me, and it was just like, man, I don't know, this might be my quarterback like 2 months from now. So, and then the best thing I like about Carson Wentz, honestly, is that He puts God first, and that's everything that I do. He's a real humble person, a hard worker, and that's a blessing.
Shelton Gibson, if you keep that attitude, humble, hardworking, you're going to go far in the NFL, and Ike is an absolute testament to that. Shelton Gibson, new Eagles wide receiver, selected here in the 2017 NFL Draft. Thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson.